لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، هذا بصائر للناس وهدى ورحمة لقوم يوقنون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. مؤمنين، we are continuing Surah Jasiya and the verse we recited, verse number 20, and translation goes like that. These are the eye-openers for mankind and guidance and mercy for people who have certainty. What Allah is talking about? The Quran. The Quran is an eye-opener for mankind. So there are two groups. One is mankind, one is the people of certainty. For the mankind, Allah says Quran is an eye-opener. But for the people of certainty, it's a guidance and mercy. Now, how it's an eye-opener? So if some non-Muslim reads Quran, he'll be shocked. What is this? You know, and he'll think about it, that who is this talking, and this is my Lord talking, and many might not accept, but they'll realize that this God talking, and they'll open their eyes. Because I present this Quran to many non-Muslim, and they say this is from their Lord. So it opens their eye, but then they leave because of their desires. There are verses of Quran which will talk about how desire leads you towards destruction. But it's eye-opener for human being. But for the people of certainty, it's a guidance and mercy. How you get certainty? Through Quran. And how Quran becomes a guidance and mercy? That Quran will take you, Allah will take you from in your life towards your salvation. And mercy is the sense that then you get mercy in the reward according to your deeds and about your certainty. So the level of guidance is different and level of mercy is different. Like if somebody is Ayatullah, right? So Allah's guidance was higher on him because his certainty was higher, and Allah takes him to the high level of paradise. But if somebody is a simple mu'min, then his guidance will be different and his mercy will be different depending on your level of certainty. And then the more certainty goes, your guidance goes higher. Like somebody becomes martyr, somebody becomes Hafiz Quran, right? Depending on Allah's guidance. So we should always ask Allah to give you highest level of certainty and highest level of guidance, and enter in the highest levels of mercy, because their level is different. أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوْا سَيَّاتِ أَنْ نَجْعَلَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَوَاءً مَحْيَاهُمْ وَمَمَاتُهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Now Allah says, and this is the common thought which we have, and Allah talks about it. Now, the translation: do those who have perpetrated misdeeds suppose that we shall treat them as those who have faith and do righteous deeds, their life and death being equal? Evil is the judgment that they make. Allah is saying that you think that who are the criminals and culprits and the who do right deeds and they have belief, their life and death will be same? Allah says evil is the judgment they make. Their life is different and the death is different. You know, superficially they might look same, but if you ask the condition of the heart of the believer who do good deeds and who is evil doer, it's totally different. Totally different in the sense that he has happiness in the heart, he has enlightenment in his heart. And the man who has his heart is in evil, his heart is evil. He's in hell here. He'll be drinking, he'll be going fighting, he'll be in jail. Or he'll be all prominent at the home. It's like real hell comes here. Looks okay that he drives nice clothes, he drives car, but you ask him how miserable he is. So his life is not same and his death is not same. His death will be in hell and his life is here in hell in reality. That's why there are research coming that now psychiatric problems will go more and more in this world. Why? Because people have left Lord. Although they'll be richer, but more miserable. Their life is different and their death is different. Because our real life is this heart, brothers and sisters. It's not what you wear. It's your heart. The enlightenment of your heart. Because your heart is your soul. And everybody knows that soul is the reality. But then desires take them to other way and they ignore and they go to physical characters of life, which doesn't make them happy anyway. وَخَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِالْحَقِّ وَلِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Allah created the heavens and earth with reason, so that every soul may be requited for what it has earned, and they will not be wronged. Allah created this thing with a truth. What is the truth? The truth is, there is one Lord who created the universe. The truth is that He created us, and the truth is that we have to go back to Him in the judgment day. We will be resurrected, and we will be rewarded and punished depending on our deeds. That is the truth. Allah says, Allah created heavens and earth with the reason, with the truth, so that every soul may be requited for what it has earned, and they will not be wronged. But the desires take the other way. Right? But Allah is calling back to the truth. The truth is reality, that you are going back to Allah. The people, when they die, they realize, in the dying person, you ask, how are you feeling? He says, I know I'm going to my Lord. The Satan took me right all my life, but no, I know that I'm going to my Lord. Truth comes. Then it's time to go, but it's too late. أَفْرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهُهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمِهِ وَخَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصِرِهِ غِشَاوَةً فَمَن يَهْدِيهِ مِن بَعْدِ اللَّهِ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Now this is the verse which applies to most of the humans. What is the verse? Have you seen him who has taken his desires to be his God? All his desire is God. I want this, I want this, I want this, and he follows that his desires. He worships really. Who do you worship? To who you follow. Who's your real God? Who you follow. That's your worship. And people worship their desires, not the real God. They know real God is there. But their real God, they are not obedient to him. So that's not real God anymore left. Their God is the desires. Allah is talking about that. Have you seen him who has taken his desire to his God, and who Allah has led astray knowingly? Allah led him astray knowingly. Means he knows there is my Lord. But he says, okay, you are my Lord, but I'll follow my desire. So what Allah does then? And set a seal upon his hearing and his heart. Allah set a seal on his hearing and heart. His heart will be dead for Allah. His heart will be okay for his desires. Huh? I go further in the translation, and set a seal upon his hearing in his heart, and put a blindfold on his sight. So who will guide him after Allah? Will you then not take admonition? That's how it is. So that's why you see a lot of people, so-called Muslim, they go to mosque, Maulana give lectures, nothing touches them. Go back to their desires. Because Allah put seal on their hearts, and a blindfold on their eyes, and hearing. They cannot hear anything because the desires is controlling all the time. It is very important, brother and sister, to contemplate about Allah's verses. If you don't contemplate, your desire control you. But if you contemplate Allah's verses and put time to it, then your desire will become your slave. Otherwise, you become slave of desires. If you don't contemplate about what verses says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These verses are the prescriptions, brothers and sisters, for our heart diseases, what we go through every day. Allah knows what we go through, our thought process. A tilted thought process we have all of us. Desire, thought process. Allah is confronting that. Allah is calling towards the truth. Allah says, خَلَقَ سَمَاوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ بِالْحَقِّ. I created this universe with the haq. He said, you come to me. Where are you going? That's how it is. Now further Allah says what people say. وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتَ الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنْحَيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا دَارَ. وَمَا لَهُمْ بِذَعَلَكَ مِنْ عِلْ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَزُنُّونَ. Now what is you always hear Allah talking about? Listen to this, what Allah says. They say there is nothing but the life of this world. We live and die. And nothing but time destroys us. But they don't know any knowledge of that, and they only make conjunctures. They say we are born here, we die. The next generation come and born here, die, and that's about it. There's nothing more than that. Only time kills us, and there's nothing after that. So Allah says, but they don't know any knowledge of that. They only make conjunctures. Because they don't know reality that they have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Prophet came as a Bashir, the bringing the good news. Bashir, right? Quran is a glad tiding, right? Believer and non-believer both work 9 to 5. Right? Non-believer work 9 to 5 and he thinks he is going to die here, and that's about it. And this hardship of 9 to 5 kills him because he has no good news. But the believer has a good news that this 9 to 5 work is written in the deed book and I'm going to live in eternal paradise with my Lord. What a difference of life. What a difference of life. Day and night difference. And that is the problem that people are suffering so much. Because they don't know why they are working so hard and nothing is coming out good out of it. And that's why they are becoming so distressed. And this is the believers, the glad tidings of Quran, which keeps them so happy. The glad tidings, you see, our Ahlul Bayt were in prison for 20 years, 30 years. But the glad tidings of the paradise and being close to Allah made them so easy on them, you know, easy on them. You know, Bibi Zainab Salamala said that in Karbala, we just saw Allah's beauty because of the glad tidings. There's a difference. There's a difference, you know. That believer is ready to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's always happy about it because he got the certainty. We read the first verse that guidance and mercy is for the people of certainty. You have to be certain, you know, the certainty. It comes through the Quran, the certainty. You know what I'm saying? وَإِذَا تُطْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ مَا كَانَ حُجَّتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَن قَالُوا تُنَا بِآبَائِنَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. That's what people say. And Allah is talking about that. And when our manifest signs are recited to them, their only argument is to say, bring our fathers back to life, should you be truthful. People become just arrogant. Allah talks about everything that we do here. The foolish ideas we have. Allah talks about those foolish ideas. Allah says, whenever manifest signs are recited, their only argument is, bring our fathers back. Should you be truthful? Make them live in front of us. Right? Allah says in the Quran that you have seen our first creation, then why you are doubting my second creation? Right? They don't think about those verses. They know that Jesus has raised dead alive, you know, they know that. Prophets have raised dead alive. But again, they have the stubborn behavior. The behavior of being stubborn. So Allah answer again for this question. Allah answer every question. Allah says now, قُلِ اللَّهِ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يَجْمَعُكُمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah reply to those people who argue about this. Say, it is Allah who give you life, then he makes you die, then he will gather you on the day of resurrection in which there is no doubt, but most people do not know. I'm going to do that. I gave you first life. You saw my first life. You saw the death. I gave you life. You saw my life and death. I'll raise one more time. There's no doubt, but most of the people don't know about it. You have seen, but the desires come. Put the doubt in the people's heart. The desires come and put doubt in people's heart. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَيُوْمَ تَقُومُ وَيُوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّعَادَ يُوْمَ إِذِنْ يَخْسُرُ مُبْتِلُونَ. Now Allah answers again those people who are questioning this way. What Allah says? To Allah belongs the kingdoms of heavens and the earth, and when the hour sets in, the faulty fire will be loosed on that day. Allah says, the kingdom is mine. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. What is the kingdom? Allah says, my kingdom. Brothers, we have two kinds of kingdoms. One is the existential kingdom. This whole universe is created by Allah. That's the existential kingdom, that he everything is created by him. That's his kingdom, the true kingdom. The people who are kings here, the president, they have a kind of kingdom of social kingdom that they can control affairs for some time, right? But it's a fake, right? So the true kingdom today is for Allah. If Allah wishes, he can kill all of us today, right? That's a true kingdom. But Allah has given some social control for the people to test them how they are doing. But on the judgment day, their social kingdom will be also gone. The total kingdom will be of Allah. Affairs will be controlled by Allah. We will be controlled by Allah. So total control on that day. Today Allah has given some social control to test us how we are doing. That's about it. So Allah says, to Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. And when the hour set in, the falsifier lose on that day. The falsifier will lose on that day. Who are falsifying? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. they will lose their day. وَتَرَى كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ جَاسِيَةً وَكُلُّ أُمَّةٍ تَدْعُو إِلَى كِتَابِهَا الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Now these are the great verses of Quran which makes you cry. And the word came Jasiya. And the chapter name is Jasiya. And this is a title verse. وَتَرَى كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ جَاسِيَةً كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ تَدْعُو إِلَى كِتَابِهَا اليوم تجزون ما كنتم تعملون هذا كتابنا ينطق عليكم بالحق إنا كنا نستنسخ ما كنتم تعملون. Now what will happen? And you will see every nation fallen on its knees. Every nation will be summoned to its book. Today you will be requited for what you used to do. This is our book which speaks truly against you. Indeed, we used to record what you used to do. Every nation will be on the knees in the terror of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fear will be so much that everybody on their knees scared what is going to happen. So there are three kind of books described in Quran. One is the individual book which everybody will have, and one is the book for the nation, which nation will be called for giving information about the nation issue, and one would be a book for the whole human being, which will talk about the human being issues. Now, and Allah says that everybody, and Allah says, and this is our book which speaks truly against you. Indeed, you used to record what you used to do. Now, these are two extremes. But this is the two extremes. One is the extreme who are saying, we live here, we die here, and there is nothing more. We saw all that extreme, right? And you see another reality, that everything is written so beautifully, and everything is recorded so beautifully. Right? So this is the two extreme, you know. This is the people of certainty who sees that everything is recorded. Now, there are a lot of narration about these verses. I don't have time, but I'll give you some nutshell, okay? It is from Sadiq alayhi salam, and Ibn Abbas also narrated about these verses. I'll give you in the brief. I'm not going quote-unquote narration, but I'm giving some summary of it, that, you know, before Allah created this anything else, Allah created first the pen and the ink, and a paper, a very shiny paper. And Allah asked pen to write with the ink on the paper, and Allah asked pen to write everything from the day one to the day last for this universe, what will happen, for everybody, what is going to do, who's going to live, who's going to die, what kind of deeds they'll do, everything detailed. And when it was done, Allah said to that parchment to be put in one of the column of the throne. And it's called the guarded tablet, Lohe Mehfooz. And that is secure, but that's why we say Allahu Akbar. And we do it to sajda to him. Why? Because he wrote every single deed what we'll do from the beginning. He knows that on August this 2024, Sayyid Asandakh is going to do this in detail. There's a gist about it. And it was put in a guarded tablet. Okay? Now what happens? Now we had two angels, they come in the morning and evening to take our deeds here and record ourselves, right? So before they come, Israfil first check in the guarded tablet that what Allah wrote for him for that day. And these who are coming angels, they write down what Israfil dictated them, that what was in guarded tablet. And they go and they record all day what we do. Then they come back with their observation and what Israfil gave them. And they tally both of them. And it comes alike. That's why I say Allahu Akbar, and we do sajda to our Lord because he's so great. There is no difference. And the last day, when they go back to him, to Israfil, now can you give it for this day of this person's deed? He said, there's nothing left. So they go, it's finished, yes. So when they go down, he said, let's see, the person dead already. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See how Allah has done everything in detail for us. This is for the people of certainty. So they are very careful what every single deed they do. Because of their... And then you see the people who are like animals who keep questioning what Allah said. We are here, we live and die, we follow the desire. This is one group who are totally lost. And there are people who are Tudra, suddenly they see everything that what I am doing is being returned. It's already being returned before. So they are like totally guided people. This is how it is. And it comes through Quran with certainty by reading verses. You know what I'm saying? So what happens after that? فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ عَمْلَمُ لِلصَّالِحَاتِ فَيُدْخُلُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْمُبِينَ. Now what has happened? For as those who have faith and do righteous deeds, their Lord will admit them to His mercy. Right? This is the manifest success. That's why I say, when the believer dies, he becomes marhum. He goes to Allah's rahmat. He enters Allah's mercy. And Allah's mercy, you feel, brothers, sisters, here in your heart, when you have certainty, when you do salah, you feel you are Allah's mercy. You feel the nur of Allah in your heart. You feel an musalla Allah's mercy. You feel when you remember Allah, Allah's mercy coming to you. This is a small mercy, but the day you die, the big mercy comes. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا آيَاتِ تُطْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ وَكُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ. Now the next group, Allah says. The group, like animals which are mostly people in this world. Allah says, what is it? But as the faithless, they will be asked, were not my signs recited to you, but you were disdainful and you were guilty, Lord. وَإِذَا قِيلَ إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَالسَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا قُلْتُمْ مَا نَدْرِي مَا السَّاعَةَ إِنَّ نَظُنُّ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُسْتَيْقِنِينَ. And when it was said to you, Allah's promise is indeed true and there is no doubt about the hour, you used to say, we don't know what the hour is, we know nothing beyond conjunctures and we do not possess any certainty. See how Allah talks about the heart of the people, how they behave with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is aware of everything. But when the verses are recited, they'll say, we don't know about the judgment day, we know nothing but it's about all conjunctures, guessing, and we don't possess any certainty about it. Those are guilty lords, mujrimeen, guilty lords. Why they become guilty? Allah put a seal in their heart because they just want desire. You know? They know there's a God, but my Lord is my desire. I have a good day today. Then Allah does that to them. Okay, have a good day and your desire. Allah says in the Quran that they eat and drink like animals. About those people who have followed desire. Allah says, like animals. It is in Surah Muhammad. That's how they eat. You see them how they eat? Like animals. وَبَدَى لَهُمْ سَيَّتِ مَا عَمِلُوا وَحَاقَ بِهِ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Now, what is next? The evil what they used to have done will appear to them and they will be besieged by what they used to deride. The everything in this world we do, good deed or evil deed, it takes a physical shape on the judgment day. So Allah is talking about the physical shape. That evil what they used to have done will appear to them. It will appear. And they will be besieged by that evil. What they used to derive, make fun of it. It will be there. وَقِيلَ الْيُوْمَ نَنْسَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيتُ لِقَاءِ يُوْمِكُمْ هَذَا وَمَقْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ نَاطِرِينَ. Then what will be said to them? This is our Lord, He says everything. Brother, sister, He says everything what Shaitan says, what Kuffar says, what believer do, and what will be done on judgment day, Allah answers. Everything. That's why Allah will do sajda. Allah says it further, and it will be said, today we will forget you just as you forgot the encounter of this day of yours. The fire will be your abode and you will not have any helpers. That you forgot me, I'll forget you today. And what time will Allah forget him? When he's put in fire. That time Allah will forget him. When he's thrown in fire. There are verses in the Quran that a person will be thrown to fire. He said, take my son. Leave me alone. Person loves the most his son, right? Allah said, take my son, let him burn, leave me alone. Take my wife, take my father. I don't want to go to the fire. Because everybody is so scared of father. There's fire. And Allah said, at that time I'll forget you. There are verses in the Quran when the people of father call Allah, Allah said, don't talk to me. don't talk to me. And they'll ask the angel of hell, Malik, to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah doesn't want to talk to them. And you know, Imam Ali says in Dua Kumail that if I'm thrown in the fire, I'll call you, my Lord. Brothers and sisters, I'm talking to believers here. Don't think this hell is paradise, brothers and sisters. Think about hell also. If you just think that you'll be forgiven and go to paradise, we are misguided. You should feel sometimes that we might be in hell and we'll be calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we improve ourselves. Because there is no guarantee for us. Right? So that we go and become more humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will be said, today we will forget you just as you forgot this encounter of this day of yours. The fire will be about and you will be not have any helpers. ذَلَكُمْ بِأَنَّكُمْ اتَّخَذْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ خُزْمًا وَغَرَّتَكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يُخْرِجُونَ مِنْهَا وَلَا هُمْ يَسْتَعْتَبُونَ. That is because you took the signs of Allah in derision. Signs of Allah you took like a joke. And the life of this world has deceived you. All these joys you had deceived you. Weekend parties, weekday parties, good time has deceived you. So what two things brought you out? You took light versus like a joke. And you just got happy with whatever you're getting. These two things. So what will happen? Most of the people do that, right? So what will happen then? So that you will not be brought out of it. You will not come out of this fire now because you were like that. And now, will they be asked to propitiate? Means they will not be forgiven. That's it. It's done. You're done. فَلِلَّهِ حَمْدُ رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالرَّبِّ الْأَرْضِ وَالرَّبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَلَهُ كِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. They are the last two verses for Surah Jasiya. What a beautiful verses. So all praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the Lord of the earth, the Lord of all the worlds. Ya Allah. To Him belong all the supremacy in the heavens and the earth, and He is Almighty, All Wise. See how Allah talks so beautiful, brother, sister. You should just give your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, these kuffars who say that we have different laws. Lord of heaven is different. Lord of earth is different. Lord of air is different. Allah says, no, I am the Lord of everybody. So Allah says in this verse, so all praise belongs. Praise is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah created everything from nothing. There's nobody has praise but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He created everything from nothing. So all praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the heavens, the Lord of the earth. Why is not Lord? Why not Creator? He is Creator, but He is the Lord. He guides and He feeds everything. He feeds, He takes care of you. Every creature, He takes care of you. If there is a small fish in the deep of ocean, He feeds the fish too. That's our Lord, you know. He takes care of the fetus in the tummy, you know. That's our Lord, you know. Allah says, I'm the Lord for everybody, you know. So if all praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and Lord of the earth, the Lord of all the worlds, all the worlds. Allah says, look, understand me. To Him belongs the supremacy in the heavens. Supremacy is for Him only. Kibriyai, supremacy. You know, there's a narration. Supremacy, Allah says, supremacy is my cloth and magnificence is my robe. So whoever contends with me in either of this, means says, contends with me in either of that, means contend means argue that I have supremacy, Lord, also, and I am magnificent. If somebody does to me that, I shall throw him into the fire of the hell. These two things belong to only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Supremacy and magnificence. Because we just all read all these verses. So to Him belongs supremacy in heavens and earth, and He is Almighty, All Wise. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That prior to the sajda of Imam Hussain at the time of Asr, we don't know Imam Hussain, who was he? He was in the full of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he did the sajda of Asr. With all the supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the love and affection and ma'rifat of Allah when he did sajda mu'mini. The sajda was so effective that on their dust when Imam Hussain did sajda, they become khak and shifa because of his certainty and the way Allah guided him and took him the mercy that does become the shafa for the human being. That's Karbala shafa. Brothers and sisters, Allah wants us to have certainty. So He guide us to help our Imam Azam alayhi salam. So that we are ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all the sacrifice which we can make for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get the highest level of rahmah. Allah rahmah. Alhamdulillah.